Have you ever smelled like a skunk or shared a chicken dog with Rufus Thomas? You should. Did you know that RL got soul and that there really are two kinds of love? You should. Did you know that the John Spencer Blues Explosion have a new record out called Now I Got Worried? A record jam-packed with raw sweat and naked emotion that kicks like a mule while giving you the deepest, sweatiest, dirtiest soul kiss you've ever tasted. Now I Got Worried, the latest record from the John Spencer Blues Explosion. It's time to lock your doors, turn out the lights, disconnect the phone, and let the Blues Explosion give you two kinds of love.
Wake up to something different on Sunday mornings by joining me, Pete Evans, for Spinning Jazz. The finest in modern jazz, from hard bop to bossa nova, from Latin to soul. That's Spinning Jazz every Sunday morning at 9 on Sheffield Live. 93.2 FM.
Quiero decirles algo de mi novia. Ustedes saben que ha de volver. Aunque ella esté enojada conmigo, tendrá que volver aquí, sí. Justamente a mí. Con ella yo me siento muy bien, yeah. Sépanlo, con ella yo me siento muy bien. El nombre de ella es... Cuando salíamos juntos, qué felices nos sentíamos. Y ustedes lo saben, yeah. ¿Recuerdan cuando salía a la escuela? Yo siempre la acompañaba. Pero ha de volver corriendo a donde yo estoy. ¡Volverá a mi casa! Ella tocando para que le abra mi puerta. Y óiganlo, estará aquí muy pronto en donde yo la espero. El nombre de ella es...
back our two business,
yes,
with the Night Train on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Got the reggae over and done with.
Take off. It sound like a chore again.
No, I know, I'm sorry, it's not a chore. It's never a chore. It's always a pleasure.
Gordon, tell us what we had.
We started off with Sharon Little, Don't Mash Up Creation, from 1981 on One Love Records, actually reissued this year as well, so you can get it for a reasonable price.
I think I heard, the first time I heard that was Mr. Scruff was playing it. A festival or something.
Yep.
I know it was a popular record for Shaka. That was a sound system record.
Ah, nice. Yeah, so you can pick that up. There's still copies available on the Bandcamp page, I believe.
Sweet. Then after that was the disco mix we did do. That was Patrick Andy starting out.
Oh, that's right. I picked that one, didn't
you
I?
You did.
So that's not Horace Andy.
I sort of forced you into it.
You did a bit, but that's fine. So that, yeah, that's not Horace Andy, but it's somebody who's got Andy in his name, and he sounds exactly like Horace Andy.
And he's doing a tune that Horace Andy did three times.
Yeah. So I honestly, that's got to be Horace Andy.
Did Patrick Andy do anything else?
I think so. I think he has got.
He's got a career, not just one recording of that.
It's, yeah,
that would be a giveaway.
Looking at the picture, oh, that's just Horace Andy with a beard, his fake beard stuck on, thick glasses.
Yeah, he's got the Groucho Marx on.
Yes, like Bender's brother, just like stick on beard. Yeah, so apparently he exists, which I'm probably doing him a disservice. He's probably like a.
Probably really
well-known and loved reggae artist. But yeah, picked that one because you sent me the...
I backed you into a corner by picking Roots Radix and Roots Radix meet... I don't understand how this works. This is just bizarre. Roots Radix meet the Mighty Revolutionaires. So it's like two reggae bands and also featuring Sly and Robbie and Scientist. So I don't know. When you look at the credits, it makes no sense. It's like... 15 people playing bass or something. Just come on. But yeah, apparently, according to the credits, it's like a who's who. Everyone. Dean Fraser's on there. Sly, as we mentioned. Bobby Ellis, Ansel Collins, Earl Chinnersmith, so on and so on. Tommy McCook.
Literally everyone. Yeah, but so you don't know who.
You don't know who's playing on what. I don't know who was on that track. But it's Every Tongue Shall Tell is the original rhythm. But yeah, their album is called Out of National Rhythm. Was a bit of a hard find, released it in 1980, but has just been reissued on Burning Sounds, which is like some kind of UK Trojan spin-off label,
right?
So it should be reliable.
Nice. should be. And then we kicked off hour two with Lost Sharps with Gloria, taken from the compilation Rare Mexican Cuts of the 60s.
Are you just going to keep playing Gloria cuts?
Possibly.
I
looked on Secondhand Songs, there's 111 versions.
Oh, so two a week, that's a year.
Yeah, takes care of it. It'd be like the Night Train. We've still not played
the original, have we?
No, not the one that we used for the intro. One day, potentially, possibly. Anyway, right, enough of us. Onto some music, I suppose.
Baby, I should. I met her in Philly, and her name was Brasher. See, we be making love constantly. That's why my eyes are a shade, blood burgundy. The way that we kiss isn't like any other way that I be kissing. When I'm kissing, what I miss, won't you listen? Brown sugar, babe. I guess high up your love, I don't know how to behave. To me, you love me right down to my knees, and whenever you let me hit it, sweet like honey when it comes to me. Skin is caramel with the cocoa eyes, even got a big sister by the name of Chocolate. Brown sugar, babe, I guess high off of love, don't know how to behave. Thank you. brown sugar got me open. Now I want some more. Always down for all my nauseous wine, but I think I'm here to solo. Hope my niggas don't mind. Stick out my tongue and I'm about ready to hit this pretty, pretty bitty with persistence. Yo, I don't think y'all hear me. Brown sugar, babe, I get high off of love, don't know how to behave.
Threat out to forget it. it feel like you've already gone on to the rest of the rest of the life that you've got? Tie the loose ends and bury it all away. It's like this, it's like this. We'll be right back.
and I'm right here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Okay, so time's just gone 28 minutes past 10 here in Sheffield. You're in tune to Night Train on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM and all the other places. At times like this, I wonder if we could do a 3-hour show.
What, till 12?
No.
What do you mean, start earlier?
Well, just if I could, if I'd still have the same enthusiasm.
Oh,
well,
I see what you mean.
Because like,
hypothetical.
Yes.
Not thinking about the actual times.
No.
Just thinking 3 hours of length. Duration.
Yeah, that's quite a lot of time to fill, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of music out there.
There is.
But sometimes it's like you just want to listen to one song all the time. Like, can I just play this for 2 hours? Like Gloria. No, anyway, we're not going to go to 3 hours anytime soon.
It's a threat.
But you never know. I mean, we could just keep going. I suppose we've got to get back to work on Monday, the all-night broadcast. Anyway, I'm babbling. Right, what do we have?
So started out with the tribute selection there. D'Angelo with Brown Sugar, his debut single from his debut album from 1995, classic there, produced by Ali Sheed Mohammed from Tribe Called Quest.
Who was it?
Recorded at Battery Studios in NY. You know all about Battery if you've been listening to Dante Ross's podcast.
Yes, indeed.
Or Questlove as well. But yeah, one I picked, I think that was the first one I really knew of his. It was played a lot in Chris Morris's Blue Jam. Still baffled me that went out on Radio 1.
It was quite late at night though, wasn't it?
Yeah, I feel like it was probably like 11 o'clock or something. But
I suppose back then it was a bit easier to get away with it because you weren't sort of broadcasting live to the world, so it's...
Yeah, maybe so.
But it's pretty out there, isn't it, from what I remember?
Oh, very, very.
I don't know if I've listened to all of it, to be honest.
Very mad, yes. I think there's 18 hours.
Really?
Yeah. They did do a best of CD, but that was just song picks, like sketches, rather than... It didn't have all the music in.
Okay.
So it's sort of, you get a sketch with a track like underneath it, and then you get a track just on its own.
Yeah, the bits that I have heard are extremely odd, to say the least.
Yeah, that was always on there and I really liked it. It was really good, really... It's in a great... And I can't remember how it was used, but I remember thinking it was really well done. Anyway, if you want to listen to a proper tribute, just go and listen to Giles Peterson's show the other week.
Yes.
I wasn't going to pretend that I could do anything like that. After that, this new-ish cut from Queens of the Stone Age, Suture Up Your Future, from their new release, Alive in the Catacombs, which is sort of like a new live show. They're currently on a world tour of that. They did a show in London which had featuring guest Matt Berry on keys. Not just keys, like on a giant organ, big pipe organ.
Yes, because it was at the Albert Hall, so.
Yeah, it was on the one in the building, yeah. The documentary did come out in June, which I've not seen. But this is part of their actual release. I think it's just a kind of 5-track EP. Well, it calls itself an LP, but 5 tracks. That's no LP, is it?
No.
But would like to see the live show. It does look good. Then we played Ancient Infinity Orchestra, Chant for Don Cherry, from a new album called It's Always About Love, which is on the ever reliable Matt Halsall's Gondwana label out of Manchester. And the band itself are from Leeds. This is second album. Got to give a shout out to Nathan for tipping me to them, so send that one out for him. And unfortunately they did play in Sheffield a few weeks ago and missed it.
Oh, where'd they play?
Foundry.
Oh, Foundry's getting some good gigs.
Yeah, but yeah, that, just listening to that, I was going, what does this remind me of, and it's the melody of Blue on Blue written by Burt Bacharach.
That's
the version I know is Bobby Vinton. From the film, I think it's in Blue Velvet, which would make sense.
Yep, that would.
But as you said, also a version of that is sampled by Royksopp.
Yes, for one of their hits.
So that is also why I might have recognised it quite with a hook. But it's definitely a melody thing there that they've borrowed or been inspired by.
It's super, super close.
But maybe John Cherry did something like that. I don't know.
Did you say John or Don?
Did I say John?
I meant Don. I know you meant, yeah, either was. And then we finished up with Alex Nutt with the track, and then it started featuring James Mollinson. We didn't talk about him in the last link, but that was Shazammed on Friday night at the at the 25 Years of Phonetics and the Independent Venue Tour.
Let's keep us going.
Yes. So Giles Peterson opened up with that one. That's got to be a record. You've got mentioned twice in the same link.
Did you get a Shazam? Is that from Shazam, or did you just know it?
No, that's Shazam. it sounded, as you'd imagine, sounded really good. The sound in Sydney Matilda, where it was on Friday night, was really good, which you'd expect because...
It was very nice. Do you know what? I didn't wear my earplugs all night. I got home absolutely fine.
Ah.
So it must have been a very nice volume, because I didn't have ringing. I got up and was fine.
Yeah, so shout out to Tufty and everyone who's working at that venue. He's an old sound guy, so I guess that's why it sounds good.
Yes.
And there was a sound man at the back of the main room, which is good. Unfortunately, you couldn't really hear the MC. He was coming straight through the mixer.
Yeah, it was. He was quieter, wasn't he? That's true.
That's from a new album that's coming out, I think, in a couple of weeks. That's the sort of first single. There's a few remixes and stuff from that. This one, the background is Grant B. Timber, test driving a new bed. Basically, I had a bit of a gap. and this one fit nicely. It sounds good though, so I'm just going to let it play out, I guess.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good one to talk over, got to say.
Excellent.
Had a good choice.
Thanks. There we go. The Night Train complimenting each other on air for your listening enjoyment. Right, we're going to stop talking now.
Dickinson.
Salpeyed, yeah. Extraordinaire.
Thank you.
La perro di già. Si
Made it, folks.
Yeah, well done.
Congratulations if you made it this far. Tough listens on that one. Partly, almost entirely my fault. But I don't know. Don't like it? Get your own show.
Yeah, see if you can do better.
Yeah.
I don't. You will do better. But we started out there with Herbert and Momoko. That was Calm Water. Shout out to Welsh, because I said to him during Giles Peterson's set on Friday night at Sydney Matilda for 25 years of phonetics. Sorry, losing the plot now.
And shout out to the person giving out flyers as well.
Yeah.
I woke up with the next day for this.
Yeah.
It's a gig in Sheffield, right?
It is. It's Forge Warehouse, November the 29th.
It's not the Foundry.
No, okay. Forge this time. Yes, so I said to Welsh, John Charles, what was the song before this one? And he said, it's Herbert Momoko. So I looked it up. I don't think it was that one. It definitely wasn't that one. But that was a good one that I heard from them. So that is producer Matthew Herbert teaming up with drummer vocalist Momoko Gill for a new collaborative album on the Clay label via Strut Records. There's a good bit on the Bandcamp where it's about Herbert. I remember him making an album out of like crunched up litter or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a bit here. He says, making music using everything from the sounds of a bomb exploding in Libya, a horse skeleton, a tank driving over a meal made for Tony Blair, 20,000 dogs, 245 shops, and countless other noises. His album One Pig, which follows the life cycle of a pig from birth to plate, remains one of the most ambitious and provocative pieces of electronic music this century.
Wow. That one passed me by, but I might have to hunt that down. Talking of weird records, the next one was a new release by Romeo Poirier, Silencio, from Off the Record, a new album by the French collagist. I'm going to read this from the Bandcamp. It's an amusing romp through the discarded history of recording studios. Contains 14 miniatures based on the accidental recordings of studio talk, revealing things that were never meant for the public. We hear the instructions from studio staff
scrapes of talk between musicians, or just microphones being adjusted, as well as false notes, false starts, everybody stops.
Sounds like our show.
Start again, 1, 2, 3, 4.
So does he do anything to it, or is it just outtakes, or is he kind of using that as a starting point?
Using that as a starting point, and then there's loads of different things taken over and over the top of each other.
Okay, yeah.
Lots of things pinched from YouTube. It sounds a lot like the start of our show. So I'm not saying that I was ahead of the curve when I put together the intro. Admittedly, it's only 30 seconds long. Then we went into a slide guitar triple for starting off at three separate countries as well, technically. We had Pale K Lua with Ua Like No Alike from the compilation A Chant About the Beauty of the Moon at Night, Hawaiian Steel Guitar Masters, 1913 to 1921. There's a really good write-up on that Bandcamp page talking about when it changed from being a US territory to a kind of, well, an independent country to a US territory, and they kicked a load of people out and forced them over to the US, but that meant the music came over and sort of spread far and wide. And then from actual mainland America, I think it was Will Van Horn with Atwater was the second of that triple, and this is from the equally ridiculously titled Luke Schneider Presents Imaginational Anthem Volume 11 Chrome Universal, a survey of modern pedal steel on Tompkins Square Records. So they're not all steel guitar, but the Imaginational Anthem, it's all excellent listening. And then there was one more after that.
George Sibanda, that track. Ilwezi Legend Buo. That's my attempt at some Zimbabwean.
Pretty good.
Well, that was from a new album out called African Steel. Slide guitar classics from Uganda, South Africa, Zimbabwe and the Congo, 1953 to 66. And that's on the Olvido label.
Cool. Just one more track from us. It's Cindy Lee with 24/7 Heaven. Remember next week, the big 10th birthday. All songs from 1991.